Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, but light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he taught Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy can get used to keeping my shades on.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we're welcoming back two of my favorite guests, country music duo Lauren and Hannah Hobbs, also known as the Hobbs Sisters. We can't wait to talk with them about their new album that's about to drop. The songwriting process and the recording process. You know, I always love getting to pick singers' brains because that's obviously what I'm most passionate about is music. So anytime in these second and third interviews, I get to pick singers' brains. I'm all about it. And Emma will join us a little later on, but now let's welcome the incredibly talented Hobbs Sisters to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks so much for having us back.
Well, thank you all for taking time to come back. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. So excited to be back.
You know, and as I said earlier, y'all have got to be probably some of my favorite guests.
Oh, that's so
thank
sweet.
You.
Thank you. That means a lot.
So let's just get right into it. This new album that's about to drop, talk about that for a second.
Absolutely. So our new album is called Love Hangover, and it's going to be coming out here at the end of May. We're really excited. It's the first new music we've put out since our debut EP came out in 2013. So it's been a long time coming. We didn't intend to wait this long, but I don't know, it kind of worked out that we did because it allowed us to get five really great songs that we're super proud of and feel like really represent where we are with our music right now. So it's, we are just beyond excited to share it with everyone. I wish we could just release it today.
And I saw on Snapchat, I believe it was Sunday, that y'all got the final mixes back on the track, didn't you?
We did. We actually just got we got three of them that day, and we just got the other two actually this afternoon, right before we got on the phone with you. So we had been listening. I mean, we were in the studio, so we listened when all the musicians were there laying down the tracks, and we heard some kind of rough tracks and just sort of initial mixes just to get an idea, but this is the first time we'd actually heard the edited, pretty much final version of the song. So we were so excited. We always go out and listen to them in our car. We just, I don't know, we did that with our last album, and it's just kind of the place we go to listen to our mixes. And
right.
So we were out in the car the other night just kind of listening and getting the feel and seeing if there was any last-minute changes we wanted to make before we wrap it up and send it on to mastering. So we're super pumped. We can't wait. Yeah. It's been really fun to kind of, you know, these songs started out as just acoustic demos that we wrote and then, you know, recorded really poorly in our basement. And, you know, to give that to the producer and our band and have them turn it into this full project has been so fun. Just to kind of watch that progression has been really neat.
That's pretty cool. And something else I'm on your website now, and something else that caught my eye that must be pretty exciting for y'all. Your new song, Cover Up, is in the NSAI Top 40.
Yes, it is. NSAI, for anyone who doesn't know, is the Nashville Songwriters Association International, and they do a ton just to help up-and-coming songwriters make connections and professionals just make connections, and you can get your songs critiqued, and they've been really instrumental in helping us kind of become better writers over these last couple of years. So they do a top 40 list every quarter, and we found out a couple months ago that our song Cover Up was selected to be on this round of top 40. So that was really exciting news. That was one of our most recent songs that we've written. So it was really cool. It's always fun to, you know, you write a song and you think it's good and you hope it's good and you hope people can relate to it. So it was nice to be recognized in that capacity. It meant
a lot. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Now, I don't know if we discussed this last time you were on or not, but what is the songwriting process like for y'all? I know a bunch of artists have a set way of doing things, but talk about your songwriting process.
Sure. I know we do some writing individually, and then we also write together quite a bit. And we've just started getting into the process of co-writing down in Nashville a little bit, and also just with other writers in the Pittsburgh area. And so but typically when it's just the two of us, we both kind of keep a running list of just song titles, ideas, just anything that kind of pops into our brain as you go through life and you think, hey, that would be a really cool song. And so when we sit down to write together, we both kind of bring those ideas to the table and we say, hey, you know, I had this written down from a while ago that was really interesting and I thought would be cool, and we toss those back and forth until we settle on something. We're pretty 50-50 as far as lyrics and melody. We're probably more words people than we are.
I would agree.
Than melody. We typically take the idea that we pick and start writing the verse or the chorus, and then after that, the melody kind of gets fit in there along the way, and we sort of get the vibe that we're looking for whatever we're writing, and we just kind of go from there. It's cool. Writing is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think that's what's cool about the songwriting process is that it can be so different for everybody. Everyone has their own unique way of how they make a song come to life, and it always turns into a great product no matter how you do it. And so I think that's what's really fun about the process for everybody who does it.
That's cool. I'm sort of a songwriter myself, and I understand that completely. I'm horrible at melodies. I am just like so horrible at melodies. It's not even funny.
They're very hard. We can totally relate with that.
I'm like so terrible. It's just not even funny. So I'll focus on the lyrics and let somebody else handle the melodies.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people who do it that way. And I think, too,
we have some friends who are really good at melodies, and when we write with them, we kind of we just defer to them and let them kind of take a lead. Or we write with a couple people who they start the total opposite way of us. So we usually start with the words, but we have friends who, they'll just have a groove going on the guitar or something floating around their brain, and that's how they kick off the session, is just by bringing this little riff or little melody to the table. So it's neat to kind of, that's sort of writing backwards for us, since we usually start with the words, so it's kind of fun to do the reverse when you're writing with someone who has a different strength than you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know y'all said y'all have recorded a EP back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
What has the recording process been like from recording a EP to recording a full album? What's that recording process been like?
Well, I think for us the biggest difference with these two has been our first. Music that we released in 2013. We did it in Nashville, and we didn't write any of the songs on the album. We were pretty new to songwriting back then, and we felt like none of our songs were strong enough to share with anyone. And so we felt like we still had a lot of growth to do in that department. So, and with that, we did it was a very condensed process. We went down to Nashville on one of our spring breaks in college.
I think we did it all in a week.
We did it all in about a week.
Wow.
The musicians from Nashville did it, and then we went and cut the vocals in about 2.5 days. And so it was all, we were thrilled with how it turned out, but it was definitely a different process, whereas this time we used our band that we play with every weekend. We recorded it here in Pittsburgh with a friend of ours named Hollis Greathouse from Audible Images.
Which is a great
fantastic studio up here in Pittsburgh. And we just got the chance, because we did it where we live, it was nice, so we didn't really have to rush through anything, so we could go in and...
Our band started tracking at the beginning of January, and we had people coming in and laying down parts, and we were going in and cutting our vocals clear through the beginning of April. So it was nice to be able to take that kind of time and, do a couple vocal sessions a day instead of cramming it all into one big long session in one day. And we felt like creatively we got to have a big role in what we liked and what we wanted to hear, and we got to be there for each individual. We had our band all came in at once, but we had people come back and lay down little extra parts. We had some extra instruments, a fiddle, mandolin, steel guitar, come in separately from the band, and so we were able to sit in on those sessions and kind of give our input on what we wanted to hear in these songs. So they really got to have our voice all over them, not just in singing the songs, but we felt like creatively we really got to grow with doing this album here, which was so much fun and definitely a big learning experience for us as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Awesome. As with any good radio host, I've done a little research.
Great.
What some of your YouTube videos or whatever. And I gotta say, whether it's covers or originals, I love your stuff.
Thank you.
I just love it.
That means so much to us.
I'm gonna say this now, and I'll mention it again probably at the end of the show, but if y'all ever need anything. From us, whether it's a promotion or anything, I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
We really appreciate that. That truly means a lot.
The entire purpose of why I started this show is, and I've made a ton of friends throughout this show,
That's
throughout this show, and And I do consider y'all very dear friends. I just want y'all to know
likewise.
That. But the entire reason I started this show is I want to see indie artists succeed in chasing their dreams. There's no bigger thrill to me than when I see a indie artist I've had on the show sign a publishing deal or whatever, you know. There's no bigger thrill than that to me.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm on your website as we speak, and y'all have a couple of shows coming up, the 21st and 22nd.
Yes, this month?
Yeah.
We have a little break because we played a ton throughout the winter season, and we had a couple weeks off to kind of gear up, because starting then we're pretty much booked up through till the end of August, and then we're working on September, October right now. So this is kind of our little two-weekend break to rest up and get started for the big summer touring season, as they call it for artists.
So I caught y'all on a good day.
Yes, absolutely.
We can't wait.
We're on a hiatus before things go crazy.
That's always good. You know, and I noticed one of these shows was a acoustic show, and whenever I go, I go to Nashville every chance I can possibly get, and there's always this one place I go to. It's called The Row. It's about y'all know it.
We do. We've never played
there,
but know a lot of people who have.
Oh yeah, and it's all totally acoustic, and that's just.
Oh, that's cool.
That's me.
It's always fun to hear
acoustic.
People just them and a guitar.
Exactly, that's the best kind of music to me, because it really shows the singer's range.
It really does. And it shows all the songs off without any distractions, and it just really lets you. It lets you really appreciate the music and the songwriting and like the best parts about an artist.
Right. And sometimes I love hearing the stories behind the songs too. I love that.
Oh, absolutely. That's some of the coolest things about just even going to shows anywhere in Nashville, is just hearing why people wrote what they wrote and
how they came up with it.
And especially those songs that you listen to and you're like, wow, I just wish I would have thought of that, or I wish I wrote that. It's so cool to hear what the thought process was behind all that music.
No, and if I'm not mistaken, I hope I get this right, but did y'all know that Miranda Lambert's song, House That Built Me, took 8 years to write?
I did.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that,
okay,
actually.
See, I knew that. I read somewhere, some interview with Tom Douglas, but I just think that's spectacular, because it's one of those songs you feel like would have come out so easily, but it's also so well written that you could see how you could spend 8 years.
That's a lot of patience, too, to be able to...
I don't know if I could spend that long on a song.
To keep going back and writing and rewriting endlessly. That's amazing.
That's
that
dedication.
I think the quickest song I ever wrote probably took me about 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, And I get inspiration in the weirdest places. So like I'll be sitting in a drive-thru, and I'll be like, something hits me. I'll be like, I need to write this down before it leaves, you know?
Exactly.
So,
and I found that
sometimes it just hits you out of nowhere.
Well, and if you don't write it down, I've done that some more times than I care to remember.
You know, and I'm also a aspiring singer too.
Cool.
And I remember I always tell the story. Of course, my a co-host who is not here at the moment. I tell it a lot better than I do. But But we were doing at this little a local place with a live band. We were doing Randy Travis and Carrie Underwood's "I Told You So," which is just a gorgeous song in and of itself. So she takes the first verse and absolutely kills it, just blows it out of the water. So I pick up the second verse, and I was fine for about the first 10 seconds, and then I just blank. I'm like, oh, crap, what are the words to this?
Happens to the best of us.
Even sometimes songs we've been singing forever, every now and then if you think about, if you overthink
it too hard,
suddenly you're like, oh, my God, what are the words? Can't think of them. And no matter what you do, you just can't get them in your head.
Right. And then luckily it was in a spot that Emily knew, so she just picked it up and sang with me. But the entire time she was giving me a look like, if you ever do this again, I will kill you.
Well, that's the good thing about being on stage with another person. You got some backup up there with you.
Exactly. Because, you see, I had only practiced the track probably about a week prior to getting up there and doing it live, so I probably need a lot more practice time. But
very cool.
It is what it is. And there was something else I wanted to ask y'all about. Man, I wish Em was here. I so wish Em was here right now.
We'll call in another time and we can meet her too.
Yeah. But again, I just wanted to say I thank y'all for doing this again. It's always surprising to me when a guest agrees to come back. It's always very surprising to me.
Oh, it shouldn't be. You make it so
it's
much
so fun.
I would think everyone would be chomping at the bit to come back.
Well, I do appreciate that. But see, to me, when I created the show, I'm always worried that the show is not, I don't want to brag, but I'm always worried that the show is not getting any respect around the indie country scene, you know?
Well, I would say that anyone that I've met, encountered, that, you know, we mutually know each other, has nothing but praise. So we can only say thanks for.
Well, it's such a nice platform for people who are up and coming, and, you know, to have people support us, help us out any
Absolutely.
Way they
and have
can.
People want us to come in and let us talk about our music.
For
and
us, it's like a dream come true.
but like I said earlier, this show is open to. Is open to y'all to come back anytime you want.
Oh, just thank you. We definitely will.
Hit me up through Twitter or email me, and we'll definitely set something else up.
Absolutely, we always enjoy talking with you.
In the 5.5 minutes we have left. I do have sort of a question. I don't think we covered the last time y'all were here.
Go for it.
How has social media shaped your career or helped you in your careers?
I think it's definitely just watching the growth of it, and now how many different platforms there are, as an independent artist, I think how it helps you the most is just letting you reach and get connected with people that you may have never met in person. You might not ever meet them in person, but you know, just the reach of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, suddenly you can connect with and send your music to people who live thousands and thousands of miles away from you.
Yeah, we've sent CDs to new friends in Germany, in London, in Australia, and that's further than we ever dreamed we'd be sending our music. And so
being independent,
yeah,
up-and-coming artists from
out of Pittsburgh. And so I think the coolest thing with social media is just how far it lets you, how many people it lets you reach. And what I love is that it lets us consistently interact with people. Even people I've never met in person, I feel like we've developed relationships with just through our daily interactions on whatever social media platform they follow us on. And I think that's been really great for us as we've used it more and more. I really have felt like we've gotten to know so many people.
Or even just as a tool to find other artists and, you know, support each other just as independent musicians. There's so many different groups and ways to connect and find people and say, like, hey, well, how are you doing this? Or, you know, what works for you? And just it kind of gives you a whole humongous network even outside of the musicians that are in the city that you live in or in Nashville if that's where you are. So that's been really cool as well.
See, I love social media for that exact same reason. It lets me reach out to people that, like, singers like y'all. I mean,
absolutely.
I probably never would have even had my radio show if it hadn't been for Twitter specifically.
Absolutely. It can be such a powerful tool when people are using it. And, you know, it's like you said, it just lets I think it gives us all, as, you know, anyone involved in the music industry in any capacity, it opens up so many doors for us that we may not have had open. And I think, too, what's fun is that, like, it's all in our control, too. It's something that we can personally have a hand in, no matter what level we're at, whether we're just starting out or, you know, as famous as we'd ever want to be. You know, I think it's like, it's the one part of your career that you really have complete control of.
Right. You know, and I've been doing this show, I can't believe it'll be 4 years in August I've been doing this show.
Wow, that's awesome. Very cool.
You know, and I've had a bunch of pinch-me moments during this show, and some moments I'd probably like to forget, but I honestly wouldn't trade a second of it.
Oh, absolutely. That's awesome that you've had the show running this long.
That's amazing.
That's really, really great. What an accomplishment.
I'm shooting for at least 10 years.
Hey, or it's well on your way.
Shoot for 20.
Keep it going as long as you can. I think that would be amazing.
Cross my fingers. I'm shooting for at least 10. Cross my fingers. But,
I think you're right there. I believe it.
But next year will be 5, and that's just mind-blowing completely.
How long we've been doing this, every year feels like a celebration that we get through another year and get a little further than we were the year before. It's all worth celebrating to me.
Exactly. And whether it's anything, whether it's music, whether it's radio, I feel like doing this show, I have learned so much more about the music industry than I probably ever would have had I not started the show.
Absolutely.
I have learned so much and met so many great friends, it's just not even funny.
I can't even imagine. I'm sure it's truly a testament to the show that you've created, that it creates such a great network of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've only got about 30 seconds, but I wanted to give y'all a chance. Speaking of social media, I wanted to give y'all a chance to tell fans where they can find you on social media.
Absolutely. So we're under the Hobbs Sisters on just about everything, Hobbs Sisters. If you go to our Facebook page, we've got a link to our Pledge Music campaign where you can pre-order Love Hangover until the end of the month. But we're at the Hobbs Sisters on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat,
Facebook,
and that's Spotify. So that's how you can find us. We'd love to hear from anyone who's listening in. And thanks again for letting us chat about
Thanks so much for having us back.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah. And I've said this before, but y'all are absolutely more than welcome back anytime.
Well, thank you so much.
Not even a question. So I think I'm going to let y'all go, and I'll be talking to you on Facebook and Twitter, okay?
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed our interview with the super talented, super sweet Hobbs sisters. Those ladies are just so just incredible. I can't even, yeah. Y'all get it. I don't have to ramble. So, okay, time for announcements. Since my co-host isn't here to ramble for me, I only have one announcement that I can think of right now, and that's next week. I will be talking to one of my absolute favorites. And next week, on the 17th, I will be having the lovely and talented Miss Megan Golden back on the show for a third time. Yes, y'all heard that right. Three times for Megan. And I'm just so completely excited for the show. It's just, yeah. I could probably spend all day talking about it, but since y'all don't want to hear me ramble, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.